Austin, let's start off by explaining what this order does.
Sure, Kirsten. So it's pretty explicit in the language. It says the governor is mandating and ordering that people in Washington state are immediately prohibited from leaving their home or place of residence except to conduct essential activities or employment in providing essential business services. Now, there are some exceptions, and one of them that I think a lot of people are wondering about, especially as we head into springtime here, is you are allowed to engage in outdoor exercise activities. That could include walking, hiking, running, or biking, but only if appropriate social distancing practices are used. And what the Secretary of Health said in a conference call after the governor's announcement last night is, look, stick close to home. Don't be jumping in the car to go off and drive an hour or two away to go hiking. Do these activities near your home with your own immediate family, keeping distance from others. And, you know, I think they're expecting people to be smart about this.
The order also talks about essential versus non-essential businesses. Can you go through some of that?
Sure. So essential businesses include grocery stores, your doctor's office, pharmacies, even restaurants that are serving takeout or delivery food are allowed to stay open. Gas stations, of course, will remain open. And then there's this whole, it's a 14-page memo that talks about what is defined as essential critical infrastructure. And those include, of course, emergency services, healthcare, child care providers, food and agriculture, transportation, financial services, defense industries, critical local government operations, the courts. There's even kind of some, you know, West Coast flavor to this, cannabis retailers, which are serving people who also have medicinal needs, ferries and laundromats, all considered essential services. Non-essential might be the music store down the street, a party supply store, a lot of Main Street businesses. Now, if you can do all of your work remotely, your business can, you can keep it going as long as it's a remote work situation, if it's a non-essential business.
And so we have been talking about all the actions that the state of Washington has taken in the recent weeks. And before this stay-at-home order, the governor had issued a lot of stern warnings to people who were still gathering in groups and not staying far enough apart. Is this latest order a direct response to them?
It is. I mean, to the extent that last night he said that he has been very clear on the need for Washingtonians to stay home, but he has been hearing that some people, you know, weren't complying with that. And we saw social media images over the weekend of people recreating at the beaches, at Rattlesnake Ridge, a lot of social media posts just showing people out seemingly living normal lives. And I think that that certainly caught the governor's attention. His chief of staff last night in that conference call following the announcement said it just became clear that this was necessary. He also said they'd been working towards this. And I should note that it is enforceable. It's a gross misdemeanor to willfully violate a governor's emergency order. Now, they're not planning to send the police out to arrest you necessarily, but the chief of staff said if the governor is hearing people aren't complying, he may be asking law enforcement to step up and really try to disperse people and, you know, make clear that this is, that compliance is expected.
Sounds like they were thinking about this, taking this action for a while, but there had been some criticism that he hadn't taken it yet. And then there's California, Illinois, and New York making these stay-at-home or shelter-in-place orders valid. So any response to the criticism there?
Well, I think you're right that we were the first state to have a COVID-19 case, the first death for a while. We had the most cases of any state. Of course, states like New York have far surpassed us now. And then other states issued these stay-at-home orders last week and over the weekend. You know, the governor was certainly facing increased pressure to do this. My sense is that he wanted to wait and see if his stern words and the other steps he had mandated were enough. But I think it became clear to him that they weren't, and that's why we saw that order yesterday. State of Oregon's governor also implemented a similar order yesterday.
And one more topic, a related topic I wanted to get your thoughts on, Austin. The governor over the weekend appointed retired Navy Vice Admiral Raquel C. Bono as director for the state's COVID-19 response. We're several weeks into this outbreak. Some questions why it might have taken a long time to appoint someone to this role. What sort of powers will she have?
Well, we'll find out more about that today because she's going to hold her first phone briefing with the news media to talk about what her role will be, what her priorities are in advising the governor. She's certainly going to be focused on capacity and strain across the healthcare system. Obviously, there's a lot of concern about, you know, a surge in demand for hospital beds and ICU beds. She's really, I think, supposed to bridge what the public health people are doing and what the healthcare delivery systems are doing, and sort of oversee all of that and advise the governor. The governor says that her expertise will help, quote, ensure that we can meet the needs of Washingtonians who are sick or will become ill from COVID-19.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.